And there was a support for civil rights among the teachers. Obviously, no activities occurred in the school, but they were trying to help us understand the world that was coming. There was a great confidence that the civil rights movement would be successful, and we were being prepared for leadership in the period when change would come.
You said they were optimistic about what they were standing on the brink of.
Yes, there were teachers who knew the world was changing. They were part of the effort to change it, and their job, their mission was not just to teach us chemistry or math or writing, but to prepare us to go to Chapel Hill or Duke or Harvard or wherever, because they knew that would be the pathway that would help our people. And they took that very seriously.
What was it like when Williston closed in 1968? Did the teachers see that as a positive step along the path of civil rights? Was that...
Many of the teachers that we had very high confidence in as personally caring for us, because they'd cared for our parents and grandparents before that, many of them retired. I mean, they never participated in New Hanover High or Harrogate or other schools.
And so 1968, then, the closing of Williston was significant in more ways than just the closure of that facility. It was really the ending of an era.
That's right.
Do you think that the teachers who guided you through high school and prepared you for the real world, if they could see where we are now in terms of integration in so many ways, do you think they would be surprised?
I think they would have a range of views. I think they would be very proud of some of the people who graduated from Williston. I'm absolutely positive about that. I think they will be disappointed that the people who followed them did not have the same vision or the same level of commitment to students. And when I say commitment to students, I'm really want to be quite emphatic about that. We weren't supposed to know it, but there were times when teachers essentially helped students through very difficult home situations. There were times I know when teachers brought clothes for kids.
I, of course, found your Wikipedia page. It identifies you as the highest-ranking Black administrator in MIT's 150-year history. Do you ever get tired of being identified as Black, as if that's part of the accomplishment? And certainly from a historical standpoint, I guess it is, but there are generations now that might bristle at that.
Well, I never get tired of it. I am a little self-conscious about it, but whenever I feel self-conscious and might want to, you know, not focus or to resist identification that way, I think about all of the encouragement I got from role models in the times from my earliest memory and how important it was for me. So I don't want to do anything, including sort of hide under a basket or hide my record, that would not make it possible for some young person to see me and feel encouragement. So yes, I do get self-conscious. Yes, I wish people would stop focusing on it, but I know what the benefits are, and for a little bit of discomfort, I'm willing to let the benefits flow.
Well, Dr. Clay, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks very much.